Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA. Good morning, good morning. It's good to see all of you this morning. So, how did I get a topic like tigers lay down with goats? Well, there was a news feed about a zoo in Russia where they had sent this goat in to be lunch for this tiger. And instead, they became friends. And I thought, well, that's a good one to meditate on. So I started to have other things come into my life about animals. And there was a zoo in Georgia in the USA. And they had a threesome called the BLT. And it was made up of a bear, a lion, and a tiger. And they were fast friends that could never be separated. In fact, even if they took one of them to the vet within the zoo, they had to take the other two as well. They were that inseparable. So, there are many, many stories of animals being friends who are different species. I just saw one last night of a goat and a donkey. And then there's a horse and a cat. And there, I just heard one sitting here of two pit bulls and some ducks. And so we have many situations where we see various species being close to one another. Now, I know that all of you are familiar with the Bible passage from Isaiah, but I want to read you that because it will explain this to you. Because everybody goes into some kind of intellectual whiz about what does this mean and all this and that and the other. But we're going to get a spiritual perspective today about different creatures becoming friends. So from Isaiah 11:6, and I'm reading from the New International Version, the wolf will live with the lamb. The leopard will lie down with the goat. The calf and the lion and the yearling together. And a little child will lead them. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord. Now that explains it. Unfortunately, most people are extremely body focused and don't understand that explanation. What it means is these animals are experiencing the vibration of what we might call the Supreme Being, or the All That Is, or the cosmic awareness. What we call God. And when that level flows through any creature on earth, it's going to experience peace. It's going to experience all kinds of things we enjoy because it's vibrating at a level of love. Now, all through the Bible, it says God is love. Love is God. Okay, we'll get that one of these days. I just know we will. And the thing is, that doesn't mean it's something out of our reach. It's something within every creature's reach, whether it's a little duck and a pit bull, or a bear and a tiger and a lion. Every creature on this planet vibrates with the energy of what we call God. Many call it the cosmic consciousness. Others have other names for it. There really isn't a name, but you can experience it in your life, and you can see it all around you, even in creatures that most people don't think are as intelligent as we. Maybe they're more so, actually. So today we're going to meditate on vibrating on that level that brings peace, that level of cooperation, that level of love. So when you are vibrating with the vibration of what we call God, you experience that within yourself. Now, very few of us are going to carry this through our lives for 24/7. It's a challenge, and it's definitely stimulating to the body and will bring forward the things within your body that are not in agreement with love. So many people begin to meditate and say, well, this was supposed to be fun. I don't feel good. What's the matter? It's because you have within your vessel, you have within yourself, vibrations that aren't in agreement with that high vibration. And so there's a process of cleansing that must take place. And because we're so thought-oriented and so intellectual in the human body, we tend to get caught on that rather than flowing forward like the other creatures, simply enjoying this vibration. So let's start with the most important thing we teach here. It's called grounding. And it's a way that you, the spirit, can connect yourself, the spirit, and your body to the planet Earth, which is our larger body. So just close your eyes and tune into you, because that's what's important. Take some nice deep breaths to relax your body. And allow a flow of energy to move from near the base of your spine, through the chair, and the floor, and all the layers of the earth, until that cord, what we call your grounding cord, reaches the center of the earth. Now be aware of this connection between yourself and your body. Notice how your body responds. It may feel more comfortable, or it may feel less comfortable. It depends on what's inside your body. And as you ground yourself, the spirit, to the body and to the earth, you begin to become aware of what's within you. It's amazing how well human beings can avoid what's within. I'm glad some of you see the amusement to that. Bears and lions and tigers don't pause and try to figure it out. They simply enjoy. Now humans, on the other hand, try to figure out everything. It has to have a name or it isn't real. Take a nice deep breath and enjoy your grounding for a moment. And then I want you to be aware of using your grounding to right now begin to release things from your body that you no longer wish to have. You don't have to know what it is. You don't have to agonize over it. Simply release any energy not in agreement with this vibration of love. You don't have to become a totally wonderfully perfect person. In fact, love is not always nice. Just let go and just allow your body to have some say in this, because it will know when it's enough. And then just focus on the grounding and allowing it to be there to help your body feel safe and stable. Because next I'm going to help you, the spirit, come into the body on a conscious level, which is guaranteed to have an effect on your physical body. I guarantee very little, but I guarantee when you come into your body will experience it. Now, we experience ourselves as a bright spark of light. That's how we see ourselves and one another in this physical world. So be aware of you, that bright spark of light, and come to the top of your head. Just stop there for a moment and allow yourself to just vibrate there. Your body may feel you, some warmth or tingling. It may just simply have an awareness of you because you're a very powerful energy. You are spirit. You are part of God. And the more you allow of yourself within the body, the more you experience God. Now allow that bright spark that is you to come from the top of your head right into the center of your head, a little above and behind your eyes. This is a neutral space where you, the spirit, can come and be inside the body and be in charge of the body rather than allowing the body to run the show. Take a moment and be aware of how your body responds to that brilliance of you coming into your head. It might frighten it a little bit, or disturb it, or it may feel relieved and rejoice. Whatever your response is, increase your grounding so that spirit and body can abide in harmony and peace together. You are spirit. You are a part of God. All things on this planet are a part of God. The things you like and the things you don't like. Take a nice deep breath and accept yourself. At the moment, abiding there in the center of your head. Now, one of the main reasons that the tiger and the goat were able to coexist is because the goat had never been taught to be afraid of a tiger. The bear and the lion and the tiger that lived together as friends, they ate together, had been through difficult times and had learned to love and accept one another out of necessity. They actually were discovered when there was a drug raid. They were in this man's basement. He had purchased them as pets, trophy pets. And the poor creatures had been put in harnesses, and they'd never been changed as the creatures grew. So the bear had to have surgery just to get the harness off of him. Take a nice deep breath. Let go of people's cruelty. We are not focused on that today. And I want you to be aware of how these three creatures released their prejudices, their fear, their disturbance with each other out of necessity. Fear is one of the main things that get in our way of love. I would say, actually, it's the opposite. Many people believe it's hate, but no, hate is an outgrowth of fear. We don't hate someone unless we're afraid of them. We don't hate anything unless we fear it. Use your grounding right now to let go of the fear in your body. And it's okay to be amazed at how much there is. Our part of the world is being introduced to it again, much more graphically. Let go of the fear and allow yourself, the spirit, bring more of you into your body. It's so easy. It's called being yourself. You have a natural inclination to this vibration, except for the fear that you have been taught and accepted. And you, the spirit, have great power and can overcome the fears within your body. Whether it's a fear of being kind to someone, a fear of participating in something that challenges you, a fear of accepting someone else's way for fear of losing yourself. When you know yourself, you don't lose yourself. You are spirit. You are part of God. The bear and the lion and the tiger all lived together, but they didn't stop being what each of them was. They coexisted beautifully, without losing their natural nature. Can we do that well? I sometimes wonder why we're considered the most intelligent species. As you let go of the fear, give yourself permission to bring in some amusement. Now, I'm going to just give you a moment to meditate on ways that you are not manifesting this vibration. You might just look through your last week in your meditation. How did you miss an opportunity to be loving? And being loving doesn't mean being schmarmy. Now use your grounding to let go of anything you would like to release from this week. Oh, I wish I had, fill in the blank. Let it go. Avoid getting caught in what if only. Let it go. Learn from your experience. Oh, I had an opportunity to pause and be kind to someone, and I didn't take it. But next week, maybe you will, because you realized that you wish you had. Or maybe you missed an opportunity to redirect someone who was getting off of their path. Let that go so that you can, this week, allow yourself to gently assist people when the opportunity arises. Or you can say your truth, which takes some courage, doesn't it? So to vibrate on this level does take courage. Some come to this through suffering, which you don't have to. If you were here last week, you would have heard there's no need to suffer. Others come to this from life lessons of various kinds. Our animal friends often come to it through problems with humans. We can let that go too. Do not waste your time on guilt or recriminations, because then you're not vibrating on this level of your spiritual light. You're vibrating on the human, emotional, intellectual level, which will not get you where you're seeking to go, which is to that vibration of the God within you. This takes practice, because almost every day we go out and we're a little mean. It's so part of the human nature. But we can train our bodies to use this vibration and walk through the world with brightness and kindness, helping people simply by existing with this light. All right, you've looked enough at what you didn't like last week. Let's take a moment and meditate on things you did last week. Things that were kindnesses. Things that were loving. Sometimes loving actions don't appear to be nice, but are very loving. I was reading a story about a minister who had two men in his congregation who were fighting and destroying the church, basically. And he got them in the same room at the same time, finally, thanks to his wife, and just was strong about it and said, "It's time to pray. Get on your knees and we're going to pray." And he got each man to pray, and then he got them to say, all three of them together, the Lord's Prayer. And by the time it was all over, their self-importance wasn't there anymore. And they were able to shake hands and work together, and the church began to rebuild. So this could be a story about any organization. But what happens when we bring our spiritual perspective into our lives? What a difference! So use your grounding to help you come into the center of your head and enhance your ability to do some of these things like you did last week. of being loving. Remember something all these years later that my mother told me as a girl, and she said, you can always know your good friends because they're the ones who will tell you that your slip is showing. Or that you have spinach between your teeth. Be a true friend. Be like the tiger and the goat. Play. Assist. Enjoy. What greater thing can you bring to others than your amusement and joy and happiness? Happiness is such a gift. The story about the donkey and the goat was that they were separated and the goat almost died because it wouldn't eat anymore. And of course, the humans, who are so brilliant, finally figured it out. After 6 days when the goat was nearly dead, they brought the donkey. The goat jumped up and went around and kicked up its heels and immediately had a huge meal. Happiness, joy, the presence of you with someone else. I don't know about you, but I have people in my life, I just see them and I'm happy. It's because they're happy people. They bring joy. They bring light. They bring God. Reflect on how you've done that this week. You don't have to do something spectacular. The small things add up. Now, there have been many wonderful teachers that have come to our planet that have vibrated on this level to such an extent, it took great courage on their part. My favorite teacher is Jesus, mainly because he loved to party. Take a nice deep breath, and I want you to say hello to Jesus, who became a Christ. And get into the present with this soul. Things have changed. Be here in the present. And say hello to him and receive a hello in return. And start by asking Jesus to help you bring a bright gold energy into your body. Ask him to help you create a bright gold sun above your head. And let that energy flow into you and through you. This is a wonderful way to bring this vibration we're seeking into the body. Because gold energy is neutral, healing, and cleansing. Then I want you to talk to Jesus about this experience of God. Ask him to show you how you have expressed this energy. Ask him to help you prepare your body for this vibration. So many people don't realize that we are spirit, we're not the body. And to truly manifest as spirit within the body, we must prepare that body and continue to cleanse it throughout life. Ask Jesus to give you information about cleansing your body to receive this vibration. talk with Jesus about how you can experience your God. This is a soul who experienced and expressed God. He was a very strong person. He had all the human traits and characteristics that we have. And he learned to be in control of them. Talk to Jesus about ways you can help yourself, the Spirit, gain greater control of your body so that you, the Spirit, can express yourself more fully in the physical world. Let yourself receive a healing from Jesus to help you let go of the interference to this peace, this relationship with God, and to help you, the Spirit, bring more of yourself, your God self, into your body, into the center of your head. Be still and receive the healing. Thank Jesus for all he has done and is doing. Be aware that you can call on him at any time and any place and receive that vibration of the communion with God. And don't forget one of the things he said, saying to all of us, you can do better than I. And validate your power and ability as Spirit to create this vibration of love. Now, just for a moment, I'd like for you to use your grounding to release the lies that you have about this word love. Just let them go. There are so many lies about it. Most people have no idea what it is. Be in the center of your head and let go. Everybody on this planet that you have interacted with has taught you some concept of this. Let it go. And be aware of the tremendous freedom and spiritual awakening this vibration brings you. You're not going to like everything on the planet when you experience this vibration. Things are not suddenly going to be perfect. The thing that will change is you and your passage through the world. And I will assure you, you will disturb others. Take a nice deep breath. Thank Jesus. And then let's have him help us bring a brilliant gold energy through the whole room so we can have our direct communication with God and be aware that we are a part of that brilliant vibration, that unbelievable creativity. We're a part of that. Not the totality of it as some people would like to be. Take a nice deep breath, increase your grounding, and let that gold vibration flow into you and your body. Remember, you always have to consider the body so that it will keep accepting you, the spirit, and so that you do not harm it, but work with it in harmony. Now, using this vibration and your grounding and centering, say hello to your God and receive a hello in return. This is what it's all about, the tiger and the goat, the wolf and the lamb. Going to give you a few moments of silence to communicate with your God. Ask God to help you release from your body the things you've stored that keep you from harmony. Harmony with your body, harmony with your God. And let yourself receive God's healing. Simply receive. Be like the bear and the lion and the tiger. Eat together. Rejoice. Play. Support each other. Have fun. Life on planet Earth is a creative opportunity. Receive this light from God to assist you to experience it. Be here in the present moment. Listen to your heartbeat and your breathing to bring you back. You may want to pat your knee or wiggle your foot to bring your attention back to this physical world. Thank God for all that's provided for us. You ready? Open your eyes. Hello, 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 hello. And when you're ready, just spin forward and release any excess energy. And then you can sit up. And again, hello.
Copyright 2020 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording, or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed health care or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.